Welcome back to the Sports Hub here on 930 and 102.1 KSDN. This is Mark Cochran going solo for this 11 o'clock hour. I had 3 points going into the game, my three keys to the game, and it was Kaylee Klaassen has to be able to score. She's the heart of that team. Mm-hmm. When she doesn't score, the team usually struggles. Not every time, but usually. Mm-hmm. They needed to be able to hit some threes, especially against a better team like this.
Right.
And they needed to win the turnover battle. None of those happened. Klaassen, I think, finished with 4 points. Hanakeen hit a couple threes late in the fourth quarter when it was kind of out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they had three total threes in the game. And then they had 12 turnovers to maybe five from winner. So it's like all three of those things didn't happen. And it was just an unfortunate ending, but still a great season for the Pheasants.
Right.
See, I love hearing that personally.
I do too.
Of course, I'm biased as a longtime running back. I absolutely adore the I formation. By far, my favorite formation in football. I got to be in the backfield. There was a big dude in front of me, and it's just, you know, you go up the 4-hole, you go up the 6-hole, you go up the 5-hole, 7-hole. It's one of those, and you got a guy in front of you. You got a pulling guard usually leading the way, and you just get to run downhill and hit a lot of people. I absolutely love that style of football, and we still see in the SEC, but to be honest, it definitely is a fading thing. And you know, with the spread formation, which started, I don't know, 10-15 years ago, that really started to come into form in college anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, with just and part of that's just the level of athletes that we have now. Athletes are faster, athletes are quicker, they're stronger, there's more, they're able to do more things, and you're able to get more looks from these spread formations, and more players, you know, more players catching the ball, more players running the ball. And so I understand. I get it. That was a lot of fun to watch because it was a kind of wild finish because both teams were just kind of not playing that well at the end. Like, you know, West Central would try and go ahead. They would miss a shot. Crow Creek would get the rebound, come back down. And this is like when it's like a 2-3 point game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all Crow Creek needs to do is make a couple baskets, and then they'd immediately turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then so West Central would then come flying down. They'd miss, like, the breakaway to pull ahead.
Right.
Crow Creek would get it back, another turnover, and then another missed shot. So it was kind of a weird back and forth where each team had a chance to either extend the lead or catch back up, and they couldn't quite do it, and then it was just a little bit too much there for Crow Creek. But a fun game. It's rough for a school once this starts happening, because regardless of whether it's firing coaches or coaches leaving, that doesn't really matter. Once you kind of get into this rut of constantly changing coaches, it makes you a little less desirable to come in for coaches, because other people are looking at it like, well, nobody's really lasted here for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough to get in. We've seen that with Tennessee in the SEC over the past several years, where they just kind of have become this kind of revolving door of coaches. And once you kind of get into that, it's tough to get out. So hopefully the Saints are able to find someone who's really able to ground the program and establish it and kind of be able to ride it out for several years. Yeah, it was a strange afternoon, evening, morning.
Right.
That is for sure. Because Odell Beckham Jr. traded to the Browns, and this is the weird thing, for a first and third round pick, and then safety Jabril Peppers.
Right.
Which, I mean, that seems to be decent, especially when you look at the Antonio Brown situation.
Exactly.
That makes the
Odell
Beckham thing look a lot better.
Oh,
than
for
that.
Sure, because Peppers is very serviceable. Now you're getting a first rounder and a third rounder.
Yeah,
so
the Steelers got nothing and are having to pay like $22 million.
Right.
Dollars.
Right.
So
at least the Giants are getting something back.
Sure. And also Jabril Peppers, I don't think he gets enough credit. I mean,
he's a good player.
He's one of the most diverse players in the defensive secondary. I mean, he can play linebacker every single second. He can play everywhere.
Right. Right.
So definitely valuable there. But the Giants have no weapons.
Yeah. Well, they've got Saquon Barkley, who's really,
That's
really
it.
Good.
That's
but,
all they
yeah,
have.
They're gonna, they're obviously going to have to, you know, rebuild through the draft here. Or who knows? You know, there might be another big name out there that they're willing to go after.
True.
I mean, it's hard to say.
And now, though, does you think that makes them more likely to try and get Kyler Murray or something, a quarterback in the draft, or less likely because now they don't have any weapons for him?
And obviously, Eli Manning is not getting any younger.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's not the answer as far as, like, really winning football
forward,
team at this point. But at this point, do you just stick with him because you don't have anything to lose almost at this point?
tell you what, we're trying to sort through some things with Coach Chuck here. I had to leave him a phone call. I'll leave him a message, and we'll see if we can talk with Coach Chuck here shortly.
There's a lot going on. I don't really blame him. Who knows what different weather emergencies are going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot for sure.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully, wherever you are, you're nice and warm and safe, and hopefully you didn't have to go to work today. You know, we're the exceptions, but...
Yeah, my mom was saying to me, she goes, just don't go into work today. I go, well, yeah. When you work in radio, you work in media, that's not really sort of the way it works out.
No. You show up. We're like the postman.
Yeah.
We could use that same moniker, rain or snow or whatever it is.
Yeah.